Let's talk the truth that you hear on the news, but you don't hear it from a funeral employee's perspective. There you go. Well, last year, you know, funeral business, let's start off with it like this. In the funeral business, you get months where it's busy, then you get months where it's slow. And I normally see it pick up when you get to the holidays because you get seasonal depression. And that's where people, you know, kill themselves by many ways. And it's sad, but that's what you go through, right? And with this pandemic we're in, we're seeing a fluctuation or influx of COVID patients that passed away. You know, because let me tell you something. I try not to hear news no more because I have bad anxiety of the COVID. You know, I don't show it at work because I got, you know, we're scared. Everybody's scared at work. Trust me, we are. But we got to keep a strong face because we're the last line to the family of seeing their loved one. So we don't want to be scared as much as they're scared. You get what I'm saying? So, with that being said is, let me tell you the lowdown, everything, and more. COVID, you know, it's nothing to play with. You know, I know a lot of people who are walking out with, not really walking in the stores or walking with places with masks because they believe it's your right not to wear one. You know, I wasn't there, but I heard one of my coworkers say, yeah, we had a funeral, a visitation where somebody was telling people to take their mask down because it's the right not to have a mask, even though it says it outside. We pretty much just tell you to wear a mask for your own protection. You know, we don't want, you know, you to get COVID from our establishment because you want to mourn in peace. You don't want to mourn and get COVID and then you got to mourn for you next. You see what I'm saying? Because people play like it's just regular COVID. No. You have the Delta variant, and then I heard something about Delta variant plus. And then, you know, like, people are not taking this vaccination serious. They're playing it off. Like, if you have questions by now about the vaccine, there's literally a website called getvaccinated.org where they can answer all your questions. And I get it. There's always conspiracy theorists. There's always fake news articles that you believe that's real. There's always a lot of things that are going to misinform you. And you're going to believe not the truth, but the opposite. And then you're going to be strongly on the opposing side getting the vaccine. Because it happened to this one guy in Houston. He believed it. He didn't want to get the vaccine. He'd gone through it. He was blessed to be alive. Then he said, I heard misinformation, and I took it to the heart and in the brain, and I ain't get it. And look at me. I was in the hospital for a couple months, got out, and now I'm going to get the vaccine. You know. And it's sad when there's people who have no intentions of getting the vaccine, and they get it, like this couple. I mean, in Houston as well. The husband got COVID. He died last week. The wife was in, guy got it. She was in hospitals for months. She said she was up for getting the vaccine. She's like, oh, I want the vaccine now. And the saddest thing that as a doctor, since the vaccine is free. It literally is free. All you gotta sign an appointment and get it. Yes, it's too late. You know, that's what sucks. And it's sad that somebody is literally in the hospital. Like, they interviewed on CNN, on ABC World News. They interviewed this guy in the hospital on a machine. He was wheezing. He was like, he literally said this. He was like, I'm in the hospital. I should have got the vaccine. He said this. I'm in the hospital. You know, I know a lot of people are not vaccinated, and you should get vaccinated. You know, I went through this, and I'm still battling this. You know, I don't wish nobody getting this. And then they asked him, do you want the vaccine? He goes, yes, I'm going to get it. You know, people got to go through a dark place in their life to change their minds, but sometimes it's too late. You know, let me tell you something. If you survive the COVID incident you have, that's a sign that says, get your ass to a vaccination site and get it. You know, this is literally, what is it? A pandemic of the unvaccinated. You know. In Texas, 5 mortuaries had to request coolers. You know, those 18-wheeler coolers, the stretch ones, to house bodies. There's hospitals that their morgues are overcrowded. You know. I'm going to tell you like this. If you live in a city where it's not as bad as Texas, you're blessed. But I think it's going to get worse, because there's always, out of a bunch of people in your city that don't have the vaccine or don't care about masks. And like I say, people are going to say, we'll fix the problem. The vaccine doesn't cure COVID. No. I don't think we have the technology to actually cure COVID right now. We have a technology to fight COVID. And that's what we're doing. You know, in September 20th, supposedly the third dose, which is the booster shot, is coming out. You know, I'm going to get the booster shot because I'm scared. You know, we have people come in that have contacted a person in their family that had COVID. And we don't 100% know if they got COVID or not. But we assume they do. And we have to wear a mask all day, every day. And wash our hands all day, every day. You know, there was a company last year that had, whatchamacallit? A virus spray. It's a fogger, basically. And it's a liquid that I use to fog the funeral homes. You know? I use it every day, all day. You know? But like I say, it's scary. You know? We're getting, as much as people are dying, we're getting as busy as we can. And I always tell people, on my Snapchat, but a lot of people that I know on my Snapchat are already vaccinated, and the people I know that are not vaccinated, and look what they're at now. You know, like my cousin, we went out one weekend to a country bar. Okay. We went out to a downtown club, and you know how those get if you have some good ones in your city. I was blessed to walk out of that, not with COVID, because I had the vaccine, but supposedly they say Moderna is 6 months and it's gone. But that's what freaks me out. That's why when the third dose, which is the booster shot, is available to me, I'm going to get it, because I'm scared. You know, I'm going to tell y'all, I had aspirations. I really don't know what that word means too well. So hopefully I'm using it right. Just being honest with y'all. I had aspirations to go fly and go somewhere, right? But I'm scared. You know. I was talking to someone. She wanted me to meet her this month because I told her I was going to meet her this month. Then I got all, you know, anxiety from watching the news and shit. And it stopped me. And plus, as much as we're getting busy at work, we need all hands on deck. I can't just take a trip, come back, and because I'm scared. You know, I don't want to go take a trip, come back, and I might have it, and I know I have it, and give it to everyone else, and then find out I do have it, and I already spent like 2 days, 3 days at work. You know, so that's what I didn't want. So I had to cut that off. She didn't understand, and she's not talking to me anymore. That's fine. You know, I better have my health than my, you know, I better have my health and fix my mentals than go out there and still be scared and not have my health. You know. So with that being said, it's crazy. You know. And it's crazy because a lot of school districts in my city, or in my city or in Texas in general, have kids that have COVID. You know, it is scary, you know. And it's crazy because last year, it was a year they did online learning, right? And then this year, from the parents that I have working for the funeral home, which is my coworkers, I should say, they're not giving students an option to have online learning. They're having in-school learning, and that sucks. I get it. I always heard the more students you have in your school, the district you're in, like A, B, and C, or the more money you can ask for. I heard that at one point. I don't know how true it is, but what I'm gonna say is, it's scary. And if you don't know how our governor is acting in our city, or in our state, I should say, well, I'm gonna tell you like this: he has COVID, and he took away the mask mandate. He didn't want schools to have a mask mandate. Like, basically, his whole plan, like, I'm sounding kind of funny when I say this, but I feel, honestly, like, I know, I feel like this is, in my opinion, this is my thought, and people are going to say, this is because you're a conspiracy theory. You think it's just true, but it's not true because you don't know. I think he's doing all these regulations, like, no mask, my way. Because he's scared that we are going to blow him off. And he doesn't want that, so he wants to kill everyone. Because someone that cares, I was going to say, yeah, about your state, about your people who voted for you, you would do everything to protect them. By maybe having masks back, or masks never took it off at all. I don't know what else you could have done, but that's a big thing because a lot of people don't care about masks, okay? Then you have them saying, well, when you go to a business and say, you gotta wear a mask to be in my business. Well, Governor Greg Abbott said, I don't have to wear a mask, and so everyone else does. Having to wear a mask. So, and the main thing is, COVID don't care how old you are. COVID don't care how small you are. COVID don't care if you're a boy or a girl, woman or man. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. Because I've seen a lot of people overweight die from COVID. And it is sad. You know? But I feel like there's so much you could do to prevent yourself from getting COVID. But then again, it's everywhere. So if you're meant to get it, you're gonna get it. Like there's no point blank questioning that of that, but you are if you are. I got it. Shit, I got it from a coach because the week I got it, I was literally eating, lunches with my coworker, right? And then I went to the church with one of my with the coworker. And then I got it, right? Because my coworker's wife had it. He gave it to him and gave it to me and gave it to everybody in the office except my two sisters and my boss. Excuse me. And he killed my coworker. My coworker was a bigger dude. He had complications, right? It was weird. When he knew he got it, the big coworker, I say he's big because he was a big guy. He had a big heart, big loving personality, and he was a big dude, by the way. So I don't want us to call him big for just for his big size. I'm calling him big overall. He got it right, and my dad called him. He was like, "What are you doing?" At one point, he was like, "No, I'm just paying bills." Right. Like nothing, right? Days, I want to say like 2 days or a day later, he goes into the hospital. He's in there, right? My dad's talking to him. Can't really talk. Can't really breathe. He tells his wife, "When I'm on a ventilator, I don't want to be on it. I mean, when there's a chance I got to be on the ventilator, I don't want to be on it. I don't." So he knew he was going to die. You know, if I got that call saying I'm going to die, what do you say to that person? "Nah, man, you just talk silly. You know, what can you say?" Because when you know, you know. So my dad said what he said, and he eventually did die. You know, I know other people who took the fate with COVID because he never got to get a chance to be vaccinated. I know he never did. I had a teacher. He was my optic teacher. I know he never got the vaccine because the truth of the matter is the vaccine, when you get it, you get COVID. It helps you. It doesn't give you strong symptoms like without the vaccine. He went to the hospital. He died too. You know, it's sad. And then my coworker's mother gave his dad COVID. He went to the hospital. Came out of the hospital, had other complications from COVID. When he was at home, and he died, you know. And if you're gonna tell me, did you cry? You feel type of way, you know. I've felt what I felt. I teared for what I teared, you know. But at this point, because it's been 6 months since my coworker died, I don't feel sad anymore. I don't cry anymore. I'm going to tell you like this. No matter how your loved one dies, I just want you to know that. Don't be sad that they're gone. Be happy that you had the time spent with them. You know, because good or bad, happy or sad, you have those moments with them. You know, because my coworker taught me a lot.
That one coworker taught me a lot. I know everyone teaches you. I know if you have multiple employees or coworkers, they teach you what they teach you. But he taught me the most. He taught me how to run paperwork. He taught me how to go in the hospitals. He taught me how to do funerals. He taught me how to go to the morgue. He definitely taught me, not taught me, but he showed me little places in Houston. And I wouldn't known these places if it wasn't for him. Or how to do a lot of shit in my work if it wasn't for him. Because before you can fly solo and a lot of things, you gotta be taught it, and then you can do it on your own. And I wouldn't do that if it wasn't for him. So rest in peace for that. I mean, for, you know. And this year ain't really gonna be the same without him because, you know, if football season is coming up, like I said in the other podcast, it's coming up, and he was the one, because I live in Houston, Texas, like I said in the other podcast, but if you haven't heard it, go, it's about football, you know, football's coming up, so I thought it was a good thing to say, but I live in Houston, Texas, and the Texans had a lot of downs with a few ups. So last year, or the years before, I would always ask him, so what you think about the games that are Sunday? What you think? And he would always voice his opinion like, man, we ain't going nowhere. Man, he sucked, man. We got lucky, man. That play, man. I didn't see the game. I don't know, whatever. And then, what was it? He would use Facebook as Twitter. Like, always tweeting, or always putting posts about his Texans. Like, Chingao Texans. Oh, we ain't going nowhere. Oh, I got lucky. Wow, we won. Wow, we scored. You know. And he always had stuff to say. But now it's gone. It's going to be a little different, but I know he's going to look down on Texans. And this year, he's probably happy with all the improvements they're making. But I can just tell you, he's probably like, man, Stu ain't going nowhere. He's one of those guys that always gave shit when good stuff was happening. But it's all good. The reason why I'm making this podcast, or this one, to be exact, is to let you know that if you're still unvaccinated, you need to get vaccinated. You know, our cooler is full that we have. Our embalming room is full. You know, we have a back hallway to the chapel, to the outside. That's getting full too because we have a bodies there. You know, it's crazy. You know, and if you got vaccinated and still don't want to wear your mask, get it. But then I mean, get into the habit of wearing your mask again. Because if you think you're not gonna get it, you are gonna get it. It's because look, there's a lot of people who are not vaccinated, and a lot of people that are. But majority of them are not. That's why we're in the pandemic and the vaccinated. You don't want to have the shot, get COVID, and give someone who doesn't, and their life is turned upside down or even dead because you gave it to them. So that's why I tell you, please get vaccinated. You know, and I'm telling you this because it's tough. You know, I know a lot of these hospitals, people are probably coming home tired. You know, they just want to, you know, I don't know. You know, but it's crazy. But get vaccinated. Keep wearing your mask. Keep washing your hands. You know, and do you. And I know this will end. Just right now. You got to see the dark before you see the light. You know, you got to go to an empty room before you find your way out of the room into light. You know? So with that being said is, keep safe. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're not doing anything, keep doing what you used to do. Or do it even more. And you'll be alright. And that's coming from me. Because I wear M95 every day. And I wash my hands a lot of times. I germ-max my hands all the time. And it's scary. But we're going to get through this. But I have one vaccine at a time. And one mask at a time. We are. So I'm going to go. Thanks for listening. Over and out. Peace.